What's up, everybody? It's book review time. So on my journey this year, 2024, it's my mission to read 60 books. I might be a little behind schedule, but I am 15 in. I read this one a couple of weeks ago. It's called The One-Page Marketing Plan. The tagline is, get new customers, make more money, and stand out from the crowd. Full disclosure, if you haven't followed me or you're new to my page, new to my channel, I've been in marketing for over 20 years. Been in the agency world, owned an agency, been a consultant, been a speaker, taught as an adjunct professor, and I feel like I knew marketing pretty well. And I want to start out by telling you a story that I think is really important and probably the big reason why I chose to buy this book in the first place. I didn't know anything about this book or the author, but when I saw it on Amazon, I felt obligated to buy it. And the story goes like this. So while working in the agency world, I was just starting my public speaking career. And as part of that, someone had asked me to speak at an event about social media strategy. And they said, well, Chris, you know, this is a really novice group. They're all kind of beginners, and you need to make this as simple and elementary as possible. And I said, well, you know, what if I could, you know, talk about strategy the whole time and, you know, I could get it down to like, I could give people a template that was about 3 pages. And they said, that would be too much. Can you get it down to 1 page? And after that day, it was amazing how many people asked and said, can I get a copy of the slide deck? Where can I download that template that you had? Is that available? And I did that speech again, and I had the same thing. I've never have so many people come up to me and ask and say, hey, Chris, that was so easy and so simple. Can I get a copy of that presentation? Can I get a copy of your strategy framework? And it hit me that for years, I had been making marketing and business as an entrepreneur more complicated than it really was. And it was amazing to me how many people wanted it to be simple. Because having been around marketing and entrepreneurship and small business for as long as I have, I've seen firsthand how many businesses struggle with marketing. And guess what? I really don't think marketing is even that difficult. A couple of reasons why we make it more difficult than what it actually is, or maybe why we're not seeing results, is that number one, we're not strategic. Most people are just throwing things against the wall to see if they work. Number two is that oftentimes we're just too spammy, we're too salesy, and we're focused on doing busy work rather than actually doing strategy and executing on the tactics that are within our strategy. So when I saw this, I knew I had to read it. And when I first read the book, I didn't really see it as being as powerful as it really is. And then if I dove in, here's what I found. And after a few weeks, I kind of put my consumer hat on and I said, well, if I was an entrepreneur, if I was a small business, how good would this book be? How impactful would it have been for me? And that is where I kind of went back and I reread a lot of the different sections in the book where I put my post-it notes, as you can see. And forgive me for my dry cleaning receipt that I use as a bookmark. And here's what I found. And this is some things that I think are really important if you're looking to learn more about marketing, if you're looking to take your marketing to the next level. It does a really nice job of simplifying things. And where it starts is it starts by laying the groundwork, talking about the difference between marketing and branding. Now, some of you may be saying, Chris, you know, I understand that. I don't need that. I think it's really good. And then it talks about strategy versus tactics, which obviously are not the same thing. Strategy is your roadmap, where you are now and where you want to go. The tactics are the things you do on a daily basis to get you there. And then it also talks about how we as entrepreneurs and small business owners kill our marketing. I think that's really important to know the differences, kind of lay that foundation, and then getting into the plan. And so often, the strategy here is the framework. It is the roadmap. It is the recipe for what we do and why we do it. It's the daily reminders. It's that North Star so that we're not no longer throwing things against the wall, hoping and praying that something's going to work. Is we're consistent and we're doing the same thing over and over, inching our way toward our goals. One of the things that I enjoyed that I think you'll enjoy as well, and it was maybe one of my bigger takeaways, was marketing as it relates to small business versus big business. Because believe it or not, As much as there are a lot of principles that remain the same, from the Fortune 500s to the mom and pop shops, there are a lot of differences. And it's not just the time, the budget, and the resources we have, but sometimes it's the messaging and what we're trying to achieve. And so that to me was relatively profound. And I think it will be for you too, because small businesses can't try to emulate the big businesses, the publicly traded companies, or even the $20 million companies. For a small startup, we have to just be us. We have to focus on us, not our competitors. And I thought that was important. Another thing that I think goes overlooked quite often is messaging and crafting your brand, your company message. Specifically, it relates to copy and positioning statements. Now, copy is the written word that goes on your website or accompanies a visual post on social media. But your positioning statement is, here's who we are. It's a bit like a tagline. And this book really does a good job of underscoring kind of the need and the importance of copy as it relates to content, because they're two different things, very much related, but when they go together, they can be very powerful. And so many of us will focus on content over copy or copy over content. And when you marry those together, it can become more powerful. And then the third and final thing that I really enjoyed was leads and lead nurturing. Because so often we focus way too much on content or posting, and we don't really think about or consider the customer journey, especially as it relates to they see us on social media. What are they supposed to do next? We just assume that they're going to go to our website and buy, when ultimately that's not the truth, right? That's not how it goes. Rarely does it happen that way. And so it really breaks down in a very simple way. What is a lead? How to nurture them, and how to get them on a journey from point A to point B to point C, and et cetera, ultimately leading to a conversion, which is a sale or a lead or something where you can capture their information and get them on a call. And so overall, I mean, there are just so many great nuggets to this book that I think if you're new to marketing, if you're not a marketing expert, or maybe you're someone totally different, you're a leader, you're in sales, and you're looking to try to understand how to better leverage marketing, I even think that if you have someone report to you who's on the marketing team, this would be a great book, because I think you really need to understand the importance and the value of marketing, how marketing can facilitate and help sales, how it can help the company from a CEO's perspective, even the HR perspective. There are a lot of really good perspectives in here that I think could open your eyes to understanding how you can better leverage and use the power of marketing within your company. But in a way that really makes marketing very simple and easy. And that to me is really important, because marketing is effective. It doesn't have to be expensive or time consuming. It is effective, but only when it's made strategic and when it's made easy. So I would love to read you some of these nuggets, but I think I've talked long enough about this book. So what I would say is that if you haven't already, if you're looking for an easy read, this is it. Check the book out. I think it's very reasonably priced at around $14.99. And I would give it, honestly, probably about a 4.4 to 4.6. I think it just kind of depends on where you're at with your marketing prowess. But this is a good book. In 2024, 15 books in, I would rate this somewhere in the middle of the pack, maybe a little bit higher. Certainly as it relates to marketing books, I'm not very easily impressed. But I think this is a good book, and it's certainly worth your time. Let me know if you've read it. I'd love to hear your feedback. Let me know what you think about it. Put it in the comments section below. Thanks for subscribing. We'll see you next time.